was the late Kenny Drew Jr. He wasn't late at the time he made the record Follow the Spirit. That was Serial Blues and Stanley Turrentine. Before that did New Time Shuffle from the album Return of the Prodigal Son. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy dinner at Andy's tonight. They want you to call in and cry. Cry about what you didn't get for Christmas or Hanukkah. Coming up next on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I'm Irwin, back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned for dinner at Andy's.
For tonight's dinner at Andy's, we thought we would kick it off with some AI-generated banter.
Yeah, that's right, because what's the hardest part of doing this radio show for you?
Getting you to do a... Ah! Jesus.
For me, you know what the hardest part is?
Putting your headphones on, apparently.
Yeah, that's always been a problem.
Yeah, don't hold the headphones up to the microphone for crying out loud.
But how else do I generate that kind of feedback? I can't think of any other way.
That's the only way to do that kind of feedback.
Yeah. For me, the hardest part has always been thinking of things to say.
Oh, really?
Yes. Huh, that's the hardest part, because if you fail, it's just dead air.
Right.
And which apparently you don't want at all. But thanks to this this AI-generated, what is this thing that you found?
It's chat.openai.
Is this the one that Josh recommended to us?
Yeah.
So thanks to this website, we no longer have to worry about thinking of things to say.
Right. We just give it instructions. We describe our personalities.
And we say, write an introduction. Yeah. Write some banter.
Yeah, so should we do this? Should we
Let's do it. What number do you want to do? Which one? I know you've generated numerous ones.
Well, let's do number one.
Sure, here we go.
Hang on, let's come right out.
Hey, Andy, how's it going?
No, wait a second.
Hey, Andy, how's it going?
That's my line.
Huh?
Hang on a second. That's my line.
Okay, I got you.
It says Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on. Here we go.
Ken.
Hey, Andy.
Ken. Hey, Andy. How's it going?
You're reading my line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got you. Okay. Go ahead. You go first.
Let me put the song on again.
Okay. So this is going to be like the real opening of our show.
Well, that's what I was hoping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, Andy. How's it going?
Oh, just fabulous, as always. Ken. Hey, how was your trip to Michigan?
It was great. I got to spend some quality time with my family and eat lots of delicious food.
Oh, how delightful for you. I spent my time in Paris eating croissants and speaking fluent French.
Yeah, I'm sure your French is much better than my Michigan accent.
Ha! Don't be ridiculous, Ken. You're just jealous because I'm cultured and sophisticated.
Right, because speaking with a lisp is so sophisticated.
How did AI know that I spoke with a lisp? There's no way that's possible unless you told it.
I told it.
You think that's funny? You think that's funny telling computers all my little faults?
Well, no, I told the computer that you like calling me stupid, but that I like making fun of your lisp.
But now the computer knows I have a lisp. I have to deal with this computer every day.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't remember.
It doesn't?
I don't think it does.
Oh, no. Shut up, Ken. You're just jealous because you cannot pull off a lisp like I can.
Okay. Let's get on with the show.
Yes, let's. No one talks like that. Hello, and welcome to Dinner at Andy's on WFMU. I'm Andy Breckman, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, the one and only Ken Friedman.
Hello, listeners. So for tonight's episode, we want to hear from you. We want to know about the Christmas gifts you wished you had received but didn't. Call in at 201-209-9368 and share your stories with us.
So you programmed the computer and generated this with the computer, and you have most of the lines. Huh, interesting. That's just interesting.
I don't have most of the
lines. It looks like you seem to be dominating this conversation
to
me.
No, the line.
It seems to me you have more dialogue than I do.
No, it's 50-50.
It's not 50-50.
It's back and forth. We have the same number of lines.
You know what I heard? You know the movie Towering Inferno?
Yeah.
I always heard that Paul Newman and Steve McQueen insisted on having the exact same number of lines. They were co-starring, and they didn't want the other one to have more lines.
I can believe that about Steve McQueen, but not Paul Newman.
Hey, next week, let's watch Towering Inferno together and count lines.
Great.
You be Paul Newman, I'll be Steve McQueen. There's a show. No computer could generate that idea.
No thanks.
No computer could generate an idea that crappy. And, okay, wait, we resume our conversation. And, comma, as always, if you're feeling extra brave, you can tell us about the worst gift you've ever received. I'm sure Ken will have plenty of those to share.
Hey, now, I'm not that bad at gift giving.
Oh, please, Ken. You're about as good at gift giving as you are at being... You're about as good at gift giving as you are at being intelligent.
Ouch, Andy, that one hurt.
Fantastic.
Come on, read your line.
No, nothing could beat that last line. I'll tell you, yeah, you're as good at gift giving as you are at being intelligent. There you go. That dagger is deep, deep, deep in your back. No one can recover from an insult slug. Oh, I'm sorry, Ken. I did not mean to hurt your delicate feelings.
It's okay, Andy. I'm used to it by now. So listeners, don't be shy. Give us a call and let us know about your Christmas gift wishes gone wrong. We can't wait to hear from you. Hi, you're on the air.
No, wait, we have, there's so much more to our topic.
No, we introduced the topic.
I know, but Ken, there's more fun to be had tonight.
But the AI described everything.
No. We've augmented the topic with this little contest.
Are you on the air, caller?
Yes.
Yes. What's your name?
Brennan.
Hi, Brennan. Can you talk louder?
Wait, but we didn't even introduce the real fun of tonight's show. Should we have Brennan call back?
No. Why don't we just take Brennan's call? Brennan, what did you hope to get that you didn't get this holiday season?
A pet.
A pet.
Oh, Andy just got a second pet.
We do have a, well, we got a pet. It's 70%, we did a DNA test. It's 70% dog and 30% horse.
So you have a spare dog now.
It's mostly dog.
Well, you can keep the dog horse, and you can give Brennan your original dog.
Our backup dog?
Yeah.
Our understudy dog?
Yeah, Maisie. The understudy.
Yeah, Maisie.
Yeah, the loser dog.
Brennan, you wanted, what kind of pet did you want?
Brennan's not a dog, a dog.
You wanted a dog?
Yes.
Well, what a coincidence. Andy happens to have a spare dog.
I would give him the new dog if I really had, if this was on the level. Hey, Brennan. Do you live in a house with a yard?
A big yard.
You have a big yard.
Big yard.
You have a big yard, and are your parents allergic to dogs?
Just say no.
Why? I wonder why. I wonder what. Maybe Santa Claus is thinking you need to be a little bit older. Maybe next year.
That doesn't sound like Santa Claus to me.
I think Santa Claus. Thinks, how old are you right now, Brennan?
5.
You're 5? You know, the best year to get a dog is when you're...
Nine.
The best time to get a dog is when you're 10. So no. I think Santa Claus was thinking, let's give Brennan one more year.
I got a dog when I was 6.
Oh.
Andy, what about that...
Things were a little looser back then.
What about that horse dog of yours?
Please, Brennan, please take it. Have your parents come by tonight in a big old station wagon. Get rid of this dog.
Andy's horse dog is called Watson, Brennan.
Yeah. It's a puppy that can kill you. It's a pretty strong puppy.
Well, it's a horse dog.
It's a horse dog, baby. And you know what Maisie says now? Maisie has learned to say this now.
What?
Why? Maisie's learned one word.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Watson is just terrorizing her and all of us. And Maisie just every night, why? We have no answer for you, Maisie.
Is it a rideable horse?
No, he's a big dog. I bet you could ride him for a little bit, for a few feet.
Yeah, definitely.
Before he bucks you.
Yeah.
Brennan, I think if you... If you're a little patient, I think next year you might have some better news.
I don't know that there still will be any dogs next year.
No, there'll be a couple. You think dogs are going to somehow die out next year?
Well, they might run out.
Run out of dogs?
Yeah.
The supply of dogs?
I'm just saying Brennan should grab a dog, you know, right now while the getting's good. Brennan, I hope you get a dog. Dogs are the best.
Yeah.
Don't get a horse dog, though. Get a 100% dog.
So you're telling this little...
Okay, bye, Brennan.
You're telling this 9-year-old listener, just for the record, you're telling this 9-year-old listener that there might not be any dogs available next year.
You never know.
That's what you're telling. That's why we should lean more into this AI program.
Well, the AI program also wrote us... an entire show.
Yeah. Oh, well, wait.
It's a quickie.
But wait. But we have a pretty good topic. This was Evan's idea.
The AI did explain the topic. No, wait.
But we have an incentive to call. We have a way to make the topic more fun.
Didn't the AI describe that?
No, it didn't.
It skipped over that?
No, I should explain.
Oh, you're right. It skipped over that. Okay.
It didn't. Well, it didn't skip over it. You didn't program it.
Well, yeah, I guess that was an earlier version before I told it what was really going on. So we are looking for people to call us and tell us what holiday gift they wanted to get that they didn't get. And tonight, Andy is going to identify his favorite call.
That's right. I'm offering a reward, $35. Why $35? How did I land on that number?
I believe it's the perfect amount of money.
It's the amount of money that almost anyone will do almost anything for, especially poor people.
Yeah.
Poor people. They could really use it.
Right. So that's for your favorite call.
My favorite call will get $35. And I think Evan's genius move, or this might have been Josh, I will also offer $35 to my least favorite call.
So you can go high or low.
Yeah, you can go high or low. You can
It's like poker high low.
Right. You can play for the favorite call, the one that makes me feel best about myself.
And
or my least favorite call.
And what score would you give Brennan, who just called? Poor dogless Brennan.
Brennan, that was a great call. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 5, is that the scale that we
I think it should be 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give it a 4. But on a scale of 1 to 10...
That would be an 8.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's not, though. Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
It's crazy how it worked out. It's scale of 1 to 10, it's a 6.
Huh. That's really weird.
It is weird. I don't know how no that explaining happens. That. I don't know either.
I think Brennan deserves better than a 6 out of 10.
I wish. It's not mine.
Poor dogless Brennan.
That's above my pay grade. I can't change the scale now.
All right. So we're going to the phones. Phone number is 201-209-9368. Two winners tonight. The best call and the worst call.
All right,
call.
Wait. I'm going to give Brennan an 8 out of 10.
There you go.
Wait, hold on. So Brennan's obviously going high.
Yes.
So he could get $35, but he'd rather have a dog.
Well, he could put the $35 towards a dog.
He better do it quick because my friend Ken is predicting a dog apocalypse.
Well, you know.
A canine apocalypse.
It's called canine flu. You know, avian flu.
Yeah.
Doggy and flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canine flu, avian flu, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, also known as hoof and mouth disease.
So you woke up New Year's Day. This is you. Going to be funnier than Andy. Going to work it hard. Going to work that skirt. Andy's going to eat my dust this year. This is the year I pull ahead of the kid.
Actually, we're still reading AI lines.
No, we are not.
And I told it at this point. I said, Ken is funnier than Andy.
AI, I don't think AI will ever genuinely be funny. I think I will always have that over AI.
Yeah, we've certainly been trying to get AI to write jokes, and they're not very funny.
Oh, my God, that'll be a sad day. It'll be like when Big Blue beat Kasparov in chess. The day AI really starts being funny, man, me and all my friends—that's a dark, dark day.
Yes,
but it's a great day for you. Just fire all your DJs. Program AI to play some good music.
I think that day
a little banter.
That day's still pretty far off.
Why don't you program AI to choose 3 hours of music?
That's a great idea.
Can it?
Yeah. Of course it could, yeah, if you told it to do that.
But what kind of music would you say? Music that people will hate. Just say, please program 3 hours of music that people will hate less than what they're currently hearing.
Well, it'll program 3 hours of music depending on what instructions you give it. If you tell it to play 3 hours of hippie noise,
yeah,
it's going to give you 3 hours of hippie noise.
Well, there's a real change of pace. That'll be refreshing. What would it do? Wouldn't that be great? And then intersperse it with the computer generated banter
with jokes.
Yeah, with computer generated jokes. Baby, you just sit back. You just book your flight to Bermuda, man. You just put your feet up. Your job is done, Ken.
Its jokes are terrible.
It's over, Ken. Your job is done.
Remember, 3 weeks ago, we were doing limericks with it, and it couldn't write a limerick, if you recall.
That'll be the last thing it replaces, limerick, professional limerick writers.
Yeah, limerick writers have nothing to worry about.
Well, this guy has a great laugh.
Yeah.
I love this guy. Who are we talking to, Ken?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First-time caller. Love the show.
Who is this guy? He's my favorite caller. Right. Listen to that guy laughing.
I know what I was supposed to get for Christmas, but I didn't receive.
I love this guy. He's
all
on
right.
topic.
Well, here it comes, and I'm
He's laughing.
The day before the big supposed winter apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas yeah, the bomb Eve, cyclone.
The 23rd, I was due for a colonoscopy.
Oh, baby.
And I didn't get it.
You mean they can't? You mean you had to cancel?
They had to cancel it. Yeah, yeah. I so have that, it in March now, but they had to cancel it.
Had you already?
I was really, actually, looking forward to it because I like to get this stuff out of the way.
Had you already drunk all the rocket fuel that you have to drink before a colonoscopy?
No, no. Luckily, I hadn't done that. Died yet, I was watching the weather, and I'm thinking to myself, "Man, I don't want to drink that stuff's $150 now."
So, but now, but you know what? I believe there's now a pill, and there are some pill options.
They have
then.
Pills.
Yeah,
now, yeah,
yeah. That's the stuff. Yeah, no more drinking. It's something called Plenview or something.
So your gift from the heavens, from God, was a postponed colonoscopy.
Yep, that was it. That was supposed to happen. Now it's coming up March 15th.
Well, I mean, the only negative side to this is if you've got cancer, that you're not detecting early enough.
What can I tell you?
Oh, like colon cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I had a Cologuard test, and you know, I sent it out via UPS, you know, and I told the driver, I said, well, this is what Brown can do for me, I guess. And, you know, and it came back positive. First time in 9 years.
Oh,
wait,
no.
I'm not sure what that means. It means you have a genetic marker that, you know,
yes.
you're predisposed toward
yep.
it?
Yep.
Wait, and so just remind me again, I'm a little lost. Why are we so happy that your test is postponed if you could be at risk?
Well, I was happy. It says here that I didn't receive. I was really looking forward to getting the colonoscopy, but then the weather postponed it. So I was really looking forward to it because I wanted to get this out of the
He's
way.
Upset that he didn't. He's upset that he didn't get the colonoscopy.
Ken looks forward to colonoscopies for a different reason.
Well, because I post them on YouTube and I get millions and millions of hits.
Yeah. You know, Ken asked me to do
it. Well, I figured also if I win the $34.99,
yeah.
I could tip the guy who wipes off the camera, you know, in between colonoscopies.
I mean, Ken loves them so much, I have to. He asked me to do one every week before the show.
Oh God, no! No.
He has his little box of gloves by his desk.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, I think there's time. Andy, Ken, there's less than 10 minutes. Andy, we can do it.
I don't even need. I don't even make you clean out your colon anymore.
No.
it's called the dirty dog.
Back in 2009, okay, and they did a colonoscopy and an endoscopy at the same time.
Oh, man.
Oh, baby. So oh, no, baby.
When I asked the doctor when I came out of the anesthesia was, I said, I hope you wipe that thing off in between. He just looked at me sideways. I was like, you guys must not have the same sense of humor I have.
Yeah, that is some sense of humor. That's a gift, that sense of humor of yours. So, what is your name?
My name is Dan.
Dan, we got to get this guy. Okay, we got to get this guy to call every week.
What score are you giving?
I've never heard anyone just so amused.
What score are you giving Dan here?
Well, I'm giving Dan a 9.
So he's in the lead. Dan, you're in the lead for winning $35.
All right,
yeah,
all
$35.
Right. Well, it's you know, when you live in Shohola, Pennsylvania, it's always good to be one step ahead of others.
Yeah, $35 goes a long way in Shohola, Pennsylvania, Ken.
I bet it does.
You can...
it's Shohola, not the other Shohola.
Yeah,
not the other Hola.
You can go to the Denny's. You know the Denny's there on the outside, just out of town.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, you could do a whole 4-course dinner at Denny's for $35. Dan, thanks for calling. And
my pleasure.
Don't put off that colonoscopy too long, brother.
No, it's happening in March.
Because we can't afford, frankly, to lose any more
Actually,
listeners.
Actually, I just had to spend a couple of $1,000 to pay to fix a furnace, so it's all falling into place.
He has a furnace story, too.
Tell me about the furnace.
No. We're going to move on.
Okay.
But this is a...
Uh-oh. This sounds like a sore spot here.
No, this is a full-service phone call. Something for everyone.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Hey, okay. My pleasure.
Good luck. Good luck on the colonoscopy.
He just lost a point mentioning a furnace.
Oh, he's tied? Now he's tied with Brennan?
Yeah, tied with little Brennan.
They can't be tied.
Why can't they be tied?
Because what are you going to do at the end when two people are tied? What if they're the winners?
Really? That's the problem you think we're going to have?
Yeah, it is a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
You're worried about that?
Yeah.
We're 201-209-9368. You can go high or low. I'm offering $35 to my favorite call and $35 to my least favorite call.
Yeah, we want to know what you wanted to get for the holidays, but you didn't get. Like for me, it was cannabis seeds. put it on my wish list. Did I get any? Nope.
Maybe Santa Claus indulged himself. Maybe he dipped into the gift bag himself.
Yeah, I don't know why he would have wanted seeds. Can't grow anything up at the North Pole.
How long does it take cannabis seeds to grow and until they're...
To mature?
To mature.
Like 4 to 6 months.
It's good to have a hobby.
Yeah, it is. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey, Evan. Hey, thanks for this idea. Do you remember giving me?
No problem.
Do you remember giving me? Do you remember giving me this idea?
This was my idea, not Dad because of Josh, but this was my idea.
Oh, I think Josh was in the room, and he certainly encouraged this idea.
Yeah, why?
His room presence definitely. But I was the one who.
Why are you always giving Josh credit for all of Evan's ideas?
Because I'm scared of Josh.
Okay.
Well, so one thing before.
But wait, Evan.
It's not really the worst Christmas present, but I was very thankful for Watson. And I also want to say one thing my dad is very thankful for is very recently my dad spent a bunch of money and redid our home theater.
Oh, right. And, oh, that's what we're...
It looks amazing. And he put a lot of effort into it, and now it's a sanctuary. You know, he's there all the time.
I forgot that's what we're calling it now.
Dad, I just want to say, as a participant trying to get
the worst
least favorite call, I just put a new dog, Watson, and locked him in your new amazing home theater.
No, you didn't.
The
dog slash horse is now locked in my home theater. You can't do that, Evan.
We can't let him near couches. And we have new leather, three nice leather chairs, reclining chairs, in our movie theater.
And this is Evan's play for the worst call. And he knows this well. He's pushing all my buttons all at once. Oh, well played, Evan. Okay.
Well, Evan, don't let the dog out of the quote home theater, but maybe put a couple of bowls of water in there with the dog.
Or I put some butter on the screen.
That's a good idea.
No, Evan, wait a minute. That's not Evan. It's fun to joke around, but seriously, you gotta get that dog out of there. I call it a dog. I call it a dog as a courtesy. I call it a dog as a courtesy to my wife. Here's a quick impression of our old first dog. Why?
Oh, that's right. Your old dog is actually a senior dog.
Why?
Right? It's really old.
What have you done?
Yeah, why did you...
What did I do wrong?
Why did you get a puppy for a senior dog?
He hasn't pooped all day.
So he's due? He's overdue?
Yeah, he may never poop again.
Well, no, Evan's saying he's going to be pooping in my theater.
Oh, in your home theater.
Okay, so Evan, well played. I'm giving you, I know you went low, so I'm giving you, this is a bad one, I'm giving you a 2. So right now you are in first place for the worst call.
Is that out of 2?
No, it's 2 out of 10. So it's a low score.
But that's okay.
2 out of 10 out of 2?
That's okay, Evan, because nobody else has gone low. You're the first to go low.
That's good.
And thanks for this suggestion as well.
Thanks, Evan.
Yeah. Love you, Ken.
Good show idea.
Love you, Ken. What? Love you, Ken. Whoa.
I love you too, Evan. And I love that Father's Day gift you gave me, that one Father's Day, and you came over the house.
And said world's best.
And you gave me a Father's Day gift, but not Andy.
I think I got the bag that it came in.
No, something Evan made it himself.
Yes, but I mean the bag that your gift came in is what I was given.
I see.
Evan knows I love bags.
What's your favorite kind of bag?
I guess the...
paper bag, plastic bag. Reusable hemp bag.
When you go to the supermarkets now, are you a little bit put off that you have to pay for bags?
Yeah, I bring my bags. I bring my bags with me.
I don't use bags anymore. I will buy 50 items and say I don't need a damn bag.
You just stuff it in your pocket?
I just balance it. I just, yeah. It's like a juggling act out in the parking lot.
I actually do frequently forget my bag, and I just stuff the thing in my pocket or down my pants or whatever.
This is exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into. Where do you stuff your groceries?
Hi, you're on the air.
Don't get me started on the freaking bags.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I also, this is Sam the Appraiser. How are you?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam. How was your holidays?
I think it's appropriate you gave Evan a two because he wrote a joke about the number two way back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was also talking about the new dog doing a number two.
Oh, works on a lot of levels.
Yeah, works on a lot of levels. Almost as if a computer had written it.
Yeah.
What was that joke? It was, why is two jealous of three?
No. It was, what's the number two's favorite day of the week?
Yeah, I don't know which.
It's Wednesday, because it's a self-hating two.
Right.
So you think it's going to be Tuesday.
Yeah, instead of Tuesday.
Right, okay. There you go. One of them self-hating twos.
Yeah.
We should ask the computer to write some WFMU DJ jokes.
I asked it to write some WFMU jokes right before the show, and it was terrible. They were just awful.
I heard a great WFMU joke.
Oh, really? Yeah. Tell me. What is it?
Okay. A Hindu fella.
Okay.
And a Jewish fella.
Yeah.
And a WFMU DJ were driving along, and the car breaks down.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a farmhouse nearby, and they knock on the farmer's door, and they say, can we spend the night at your farmhouse? And the farmer says, sure, but I only have room in the house for two of you. One of you has to sleep in the barn. And the Hindu fellow says, I'll sleep in the barn. And he goes out to the barn. And 10 minutes later, there's a knock on the door. And it's the Hindu fellow. And he says, I can't sleep in the barn. There's a cow in the barn. And cows are sacred animals to us.
Uh-huh.
And the Jewish fellow says, I'll sleep in the barn. And he goes out to the barn, and 10 minutes later, there's a knock on the door, and it's the Jewish fella. He says, I can't sleep in the barn. There's a pig in the barn.
Oh, yeah, man, that doesn't
I can't
work.
Sleep with a pig. Yeah. And the WFMU DJ says, I'll sleep in the barn. And he goes out back, and he goes to the barn, and 10 minutes later, there's a knock on the door. They open the door. It's the pig and the cow.
That's a good one.
That's a great FMU DJ joke.
Yes, it is.
See, that's why I'm not worried about computers.
No, a computer could never.
No, that's a computer's a million miles away from that.
Yeah.
That was a great joke. This has been a really great call.
For oh, it's been a wonderful call because it's been mostly me. Mostly exactly. Been me babbling away. That's what makes a great call. I'm going to give Sam the Appraiser a 9. He knew enough. He knew enough to defer to me.
Wow, Sam, you're leading for the high.
Okay.
Great job.
It's just been
me. I didn't even tell my story yet.
No, don't blow it.
Don't blow it. You're at a 9.
Yeah,
it's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my story's a real downer, so I won't tell it.
No,
yeah.
Don't tell it. You might win $35.
Oh, that's like the perfect amount of money.
It is the perfect amount of money.
You know what I would do with the $35?
What?
I'm gonna ruin the call. I shouldn't say anymore. I would buy a bunch of Mega Millions Powerball tickets. Mm-hmm. And then win $35 billion or something.
Put Sam down to a 7.
Yeah, no, he's a 7 now.
Yeah, he's a 7.
Because that's stupid.
Sorry, Sam.
You got to quit while you're ahead.
We tried to get you to quit.
There's a lesson there for everybody.
All right, thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
If there was a middle prize, you'd be in the running for that. But
okay, so to review, Brennan has a N8. I'm going to give him an 8.1.
There you go.
He wants a dog.
Yeah.
Dan, chuckling Dan, I'm in love with Dan. I'm going to be. If Dan was a chick, I'd be in love with him.
Yeah, you loved his laugh.
Yeah. My son Evan went low. He scared me to death with a little story about our demon dog, the hound from hell. And then Sam had a 9 in the pocket.
Yep.
Why, oh, why? He went a bridge too far.
We're asking people to tell us what they wanted to get for the holidays that they didn't get. The best call gets $35, and the worst call gets $35. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. Love the show.
You can't believe you got through.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Although I'm pretty bummed about this one thing I didn't get for Christmas.
What is it?
I was gonna get a server computer, and I got the computer, but it has no memory. So
Jesus,
I gotta get that now.
Is that possible?
So it has no RAM?
It has no hard drive.
No hard drive. Okay.
Wait. Now, who bought this for you, and how was that mistake made?
It was my brother, and it was kind of a used thing. Couldn't really afford the new one, so got the used computer. But yeah, like I said, it didn't have a hard drive. So
do you mean somebody
gotta save up some shekels and?
Well, hard drives are pretty cheap these days.
Wait, does that mean somebody removed the hard drive?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, sure, do they ever enter the marketplace without a hard drive?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of custom, too. So he was kind of, my brother used like his old, he used an old, one of his old parts or something like that. And
did you, was
trying
your brother,
to build it for a server. So.
And then did, was your brother apologetic about it?
Not really, no. But he said, oh, you'll have to get one of those yourself. So.
That's a pretty sucky gift.
Yeah, you're going to need a couple of hard drives, I think, if you want it to be.
I think you ought to be looking for a new brother before you look for a new computer.
I'll have to write that one down when I get my pencil near me.
You want to call this guy's brother? Can you conference us in with your brother?
Oh, he actually has COVID these days.
So what?
He just got tested positive yesterday. So
well, then let's not make out with him. Let's just talk to him on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, conference us in. Go ahead. Yeah.
Hang on one sec. Let me try to conference him in.
What is your name?
James.
James, I have never heard a listener this angry. Have you, Ken?
No.
This disappointed and angry.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see if I can call him in.
Yeah, I think COVID is in it.
Thanks, James.
Yeah.
All right. One moment.
COVID is exactly what that brother deserves.
He's using it as an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't give you a hard drive, but you can't get mad at me because I have COVID.
Yeah. Like our first caller. Oh, I have colon cancer. Please give me $35.
Oh, the colonoscopy guy?
That guy makes me sick.
Dan. Love Dan.
Just thinking about him. No. Just thinking about it makes me sick. He's just lost 2 points.
Dan?
Yeah.
Why? He was upset.
No, I was just thinking about how he played the colon cancer card. You can do that retroactively, change the score.
I don't think I can figure out the conference call.
You can do it. Come on, James.
All right,
hit the merge call.
One more try.
James makes me so mad.
Okay. I see an ad.
What's your brother's name? Oh, we're on hold because that's part of the conference call.
Maybe. Hey, by the way, we've canceled our January 20th viewing party.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, it would have been too much fun.
The Animation Film Festival. Yeah, we've received a whole bunch of animations. I think I've received 5 of them so far.
Are they wonderful?
And they are absolutely wonderful. And it was looking like it was going to be a splendid, fun evening.
Yeah.
And we cannot have that.
Yeah. Yeah. Once people realize how much fun is.
Right. No, we don't want people to remember fun.
Yeah. Who would ever tune into FMU again?
Yeah. So,
but you're worried about the flu and the COVID.
Yeah, the triple-demic, what they're calling the triple-demic. And a lot of people here have been getting COVID the last 2 weeks. So. James!
Back on it, but he didn't pick up.
Oh,
yeah.
Some brother. Well, thanks, James.
Yep, take care.
Okay.
Take care. So what score do you give James?
I don't know. Wait, on what
scale? You got to give him a score.
Well, it wasn't a great story. He couldn't merge. He couldn't conference in his brother.
Right.
He didn't have that delightful laugh that Dan did.
But you just lowered Dan's score.
Well, I'm going to raise Dan's score again because he's going to be dead soon. That colon cancer, that's nothing to laugh at.
But
I'm giving him a 7.
A minute ago, you were angry that he played the colon cancer card.
Yeah, but it's colon cancer. He's allowed to play the colon cancer card.
You're just going back and forth on this issue.
That's a woman's prerogative.
All right, fine.
I don't think I've ever said the word prerogative out loud. Have you?
You're not pronouncing it the way it's spelled.
Exactly. I keep you on your toes, don't I?
Yeah. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. And we want to know what you wanted to get for the holidays that you failed to get. And the best call tonight wins $35. But that's not all. The worst call tonight also gets $35. See, and I don't think anybody other than your son, Evan, has really gone low. And
there's 21 minutes left.
Tried to do a bad call.
Hey, you want to hear the only line I know in French?
Yeah.
Because I was in Paris.
Oh, yeah. You
were
in Paris for how long?
We did...
Hey, Cam.
Oh, this is my bride.
Hi, Beth.
Hey. Hi, Beth.
Hey, say God forbid for your friend who called with a good laugh.
Yeah, Dan.
God forbid that he has cancer?
Yeah.
Well, if he does really have cancer, it would elevate his score. I would give him a 10.
No, hey, God forbid. God forbid.
He'd get $35.
We're not going to know for a long time.
That's true.
He has to let us know how he's doing after his colonoscopy.
He had a sweet laugh, didn't he?
He did.
He did.
My heart goes out to him.
Beth, how did Andy do in Paris?
I was completely dependent on Beth because she knows her way.
He phonetically wrote out a sentence.
I have one sentence that I have one sentence that I learned. Je parle français couramment, mais je choisis de ne parler faire. Do you know what that means, Ken?
I cannot understand. I mean,
it means I speak fluent French. But choose not to.
That's just like the worst.
I speak fluent French, but cannot be bothered.
Yeah.
And that line got me through.
Yeah, I see.
Got me out of a lot of
sticky
situations.
Remember when I told you to just learn ça va, and that's all you needed to know.
What does that mean?
Ça va. It means how's it going? It's going great.
That wouldn't have helped. I was very dependent on my wife. Which I know, honey, you loved.
It was a very sweet trip. It was very charming. Andy's never been more charming than when he's in Paris.
Aw.
Because I was helpless. Because I was completely vulnerable.
And how did Andy do with the food in Paris?
Can we tell you?
I brought.
Andy, right here. Do you know what your dad ate for dinner 3 nights?
I brought 5 pounds of peanut butter crackers.
Did you really?
We had
cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
They have cheeseburgers.
Yeah, they do.
Actually, all the cafes and bistros. But then I had to say, very, very, very well done.
Yeah.
Add 5 minutes.
I was
half well done.
I was helpless. I was helpless because they have a different word for everything.
No, they don't. Not everything.
Watch it in the movie theater.
Croissant. Croissant is still croissant.
Honey, get Watson out of the movie theater.
He didn't poop all day.
Oh, shut up!
Keep him in the movie theater.
Or
I don't know why Evan covered the screen with peanut butter.
Honey. Honey, in the drawer just below the telephone, there's a bunch of corks. Now listen to me very carefully. Yeah. I'm going to walk you through this. Take the biggest cork you can find.
Oh, well, I love you guys. Good luck with all your miserable happy calls.
You.
But
say
God forbid about the guy.
Yeah,
you know,
God forbid. Yeah, he's not going to get cancer.
Okay. I love you.
We don't get
Thanks,
cancer
Beth.
Here.
Whew.
Speaking of cancer, I have a genetic screening appointment tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because my dad died of pancreatic cancer.
Right. So they're checking your pancreas?
I think they're just checking my blood to see if I'm prone to pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, if you have any sign of cancer in your blood.
I don't think they're looking for cancer. I think they're looking for these genetic markers.
Oh, for pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because that's not a fun cancer.
No, it's not?
Colon cancer, that's a walk in the park.
Oh, really? Is pancreatic cancer bad?
I think it's a pretty tough one. Hmm. That's a tough diagnosis.
Yeah.
But I don't have it, but my dad had it.
You know the best cancer?
Yeah, what's your favorite cancer?
Bone cancer.
That's a great one. Tell us why.
Because it's so damn slow.
That's a great one.
You can outrun it.
You can outlive it, you mean?
Yeah, it takes forever. Goes nowhere.
You can out. That's the goal in life, isn't it?
Yeah.
To die before you get cancer.
Or just to die before the cancer gets you.
Yeah, it's like a race.
Yeah.
It's like a big race.
Well, good luck with your genetic screening tomorrow.
Thanks. Hope I don't get pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, me too. Your dad died of it, you know.
Yeah.
That would really suck if you died of it.
What killed your dad?
Just general old age, but he did have bone cancer, and you know, he was almost 90, and his systems just failed.
How old was my dad?
I believe your dad was young. He was around 50.
That's right. This summer will be 50 years without my dad.
Really?
He'd be so proud of me because I co-host a radio show.
Wow.
On a listener-sponsored little radio station in Jersey City.
Your dad gave me a secret message before he died.
Oh, what did he say to you?
He said he liked me better. I said, surely you don't mean that. He said, no, I mean it. I guess that's where your son Evan got it from.
That's a good thing I have no feelings. Because they'd be hurt right now. Thank God I was born without a heart.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Happy New Year.
Hey, who's this?
Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. Oh.
Hi.
Oh, no, I have to give Nadia a score.
Nadia, did you get everything you wanted for the holidays?
Yes, but I also got plastic pretzels.
Plastic pretzels?
Yes.
What are those used for?
I don't know. Tricking people to eat them and then they actually swallow plastic?
You mean they look that real that people will eat them?
Yes.
And have you tried it out on your friends or family yet?
No.
Oh, it's like a gag gift. I get it.
Yeah, I guess.
You mean you leave it on a table, on a plate, and people reach for it, and they bite into it, and they can't bite into it?
Yeah.
You know, it's even...
that's like a prank gift designed by this AI program, isn't it, Ken? It's a horrible, horrible idea.
It's not as good as plastic pretzel vomit.
Oh, that's cool. I shouldn't gotten that.
Yeah, the plastic vomit is great.
It's not as good as plastic pretzel vomit.
What about plastic pretzel diarrhea?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, too.
Plastic pretzel diarrhea. It looks like diarrhea you'd get after eating a plastic pretzel, but it's just plastic diarrhea.
Now, Ken, I was wondering, do you actually know the diarrhea lady?
I do not. No, I never met her. We haven't really been able to track her down yet, except that we know that she lived in Minneapolis or near Minneapolis.
Okay.
And her name is Dorothy.
I wonder why the diarrhea lady isn't invited to more parties.
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
You can imagine a husband and wife putting a guest list together. Okay, so we have Sylvia coming. We have Larry coming. Now, what do you think about the diarrhea lady, honey?
Well,
what were your worst gifts?
Andy, did you get any bad gifts?
I guess my grandkids drew me some pictures.
Well, those are great gifts.
No, they were awful pictures.
No,
the perspective was off. I couldn't even tell who it was.
But they're one of a kind. You'll treasure those.
You'd think I would. Yeah. Waste of their time and mine.
Jeez.
And then, of course, you're obligated to say how wonderful it is.
That's my favorite kind of gift.
That's exhausting.
Is artwork.
Yeah.
What about you, Ken? What was your worst gift?
I got some conditioner, which I don't use. I never use conditioner.
Who gave you the conditioner?
Santa. Freaking Santa. It's no idea.
Santa, he said it was a joke of some kind.
It was a joke.
He was making a joke.
Yeah, I think.
Doesn't he see what you're doing at all times? Doesn't he know that you don't use conditioner?
Well, he would, except that I cloak myself with aluminum foil so that Santa can't watch me all the time.
I think Ken That's likes to fool idea. Santa. Ken goes around saying, oh, I wish I had some conditioner, just to see if Santa is listening. But it's nothing like those plastic gag pretzels that kids get. Kids love those gag plastic pretzels.
Boy, I could go for some plastic vomit right now.
I'm going to bring that to school.
Yeah.
Put it on my teacher's desk.
Yes. Yes, bring the plastic vomit to school and put it on your teacher's desk. So this is a great call. I would say this is great. Although Nadia is not talking about her disappointment. She's talking about her favorite
gift. Well, at first I thought it was a disappointment, but now that you say...
Oh, I see. You mean when you... When you first opened the box, you thought they were real pretzels, I guess, right?
Yeah, and then I took a bite of them, and then I realized they were fake.
Well, that's, you know what?
Yeah, you fell for the joke, and then you realized that you could play the same joke on other people.
You know what? Yeah. That's right. You turned the lemon into lemonade. So I'm going to give Nadia an 8.3. That is a great call.
Wow. Great call, Nadia.
You're in first place.
You're in first place.
Yay!
Hey, we met Nadia last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Wait, what do I win? What do you win?
You win $12.
$35.
Oh, yeah,
$35.
Yeah, $35.
That's a lot? Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
You can buy a lot of plastic vomit with $35.
Let me tell you something, Nadia. You can buy a lot of plastic vomit with $35.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, Nadia. You're in the lead.
This is the spiteful, resentful, jealous co-host.
Hello?
Not letting his friend score.
Hi, you're on the
that's
air.
That's the comedy equivalent of like when you play tennis. Hey, that hit the line. That was out. You don't get points for that. Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
We love the show.
Thank you. Who's
that's
this?
The most cursory "we love the show" I've ever heard.
My husband coached me because he's such a fan.
Oh. And what's your name?
I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hey.
So, Carol, what were you hoping to get for the holidays that you did not get?
All right. So I think I aimed way too low. First, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Do you think a mom of twins deserves a Christmas present?
Absolutely.
Right? Yes. So I'm a mom of twins.
You deserve two Christmas presents.
Oh, of course. Minimum, right? Minimum. Two Christmas presents.
Yeah, one from each twin.
Absolutely. All right. So guess how many Christmas presents I got.
Okay, I'm going to guess.
Guess.
Two.
I'm going to guess zero.
I wish.
Carol.
You didn't...
No such luck.
This is... What
I'm aiming for pity, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go lower.
But wait, how old are the twins?
Yeah, they're 19. Maybe, yeah.
Oh, wait. So you're expecting your teenagers.
They're adults. Adults.
Ken, have you ever met a teenager?
They're not teenagers. They're adults.
I'm going to introduce you to a 19-year-old, Ken. There is no way on earth a 19-year-old will give a damn, will care
right.
enough for even take a moment.
It's true.
Did they even write you a
call? Hoping, though, my husband might come through.
Well, have you met husband? Have you met a husband, Ken?
No, I haven't.
They're worse than 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
So wait, your 19-year-olds, could they even be bothered? Did they write a card at the last minute?
No card.
Were they in the room while you were opening other gifts?
Yes.
And did they explain? Did they apologize? Sorry, Mom, we didn't have time.
No apologies.
Not even a gift card. Not even an Amazon gift card.
Did they have,
if they took a sheet of paper out of the...
Well, they're
like
19.
Printing machine and just hand wrote something on it. I would have been happy.
No, they're 19.
Not even that.
I have an 18 year old. My 16 year old will call the show. Will be involved in my life. My 18 year old is a stranger unto me.
Oh.
So your 19 year olds, they must have access to a calendar. They knew Christmas was coming.
I did remind them.
Did you try to guilt them at all? Like kids.
I probably kept my hope inside, which might have been. Yeah, I think there were a couple of flaws in my strategy.
Yeah. I would play that differently. I would weep openly.
Yeah, I did one time. Mother's Day. There was one Mother's Day. I wept openly. But Christmas, I did not weep openly. But I received literally zero gifts.
But you know what? I think they're doing their job. They're being, they're just, that's how, that's just what they have to do. In fact, I would almost worry if you had two 19-year-olds that were, that would gush over you and spend all their hard-earned cash over you. That,
Mama's boys.
No, that would worry me. Yeah, that's very worrisome.
I think
one
they're
did
healthy.
Offer me something. He said that my gift was, he would, he said Avatar movie. And I literally jumped up and down because I'm like, oh, you're going to take me to see Avatar?
No, I think what he meant was he would see it and then tell you all about it.
Yeah, you don't want to see that. That movie's 3 hours long.
His twin brother translated for me.
No, you don't want to see Avatar.
So his twin brother says, you know, Mom, what he means is he'll go to Avatar with you if you pay for the tickets.
Oh, man.
Well, for me, the gift would be, Dad, I love you. You do not have to see Avatar. Hey, you know what movie I'm dreading more than life itself?
Which one?
There's a movie called 80 for Brady. Have you heard of it?
80
no,
for Brady?
Oh, my God. I'm just so afraid that I might accidentally walk into the theater and see it.
What is it?
I can't even describe it. I just start shaking. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Like
I saw the trailer for
the
it.
Number 80?
Yeah.
For Brady?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Sounds like a football movie.
You don't want to know. It's horrific. It's like it's torture. But anyway, Carol... your kids are great. I know you're disappointed. I do love this call. I have to give the money to Nadia, though. You know why?
Why?
Because she's just a kid.
Oh, I know. It's all right. Okay. Well, I did ask for one Christmas present, and I thought my husband might come through. But yeah. I think I aimed too low. I asked for black socks. I'm like,
black
that's
socks.
So simple. You can just go on Amazon.
And he didn't get you black socks?
No, he did.
No. And I was like, oh, come on. Like, such a simple gift. Now, he does have a good excuse, and he's in the other room, so he's going to want me to tell you that he did have COVID, and he was quarantined.
That's no damn
house,
excuse.
So I think it's a pretty good excuse.
No, that's not an excuse. Everybody buys their stuff online. He could have done the same.
Look.
Yeah.
Man, Carol, I feel for you.
I
think I aim too low. I need to ask for something enormous.
Wait, Carol, so you didn't score anything
nothing,
on Christmas?
Nothing.
Nothing. Zero.
Carol, do you want
not
some?
Open a single gift.
Do you use conditioner?
Oh, I will take your conditioner.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Email me,
and
Ken.
Actually, the purpose of my call was I felt like this was the only thing on the entire planet that would give me closure, is to share this, like, sad, sob story.
I think what you're trying to do.
Thank you.
But
thank
the truth,
you for the closure.
The truth is you're trying to shame your husband.
Literally,
stepping
he is
up.
Laughing his head off in the other room.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Well, I have to give Nadia the money because she's just a kid, and I don't have the chutzpah to deny her
well,
money.
Well, Nadia had
to
a
Nadia.
Pretty good call.
Hope you enjoyed $35.
This
well,
is
Carol,
pretty good.
Carol, email me at ken@wfmu.org, and I'll send you my conditioner.
Hey, Ken.
Sounds good.
Ken,
good
yes
deal.
Or no? Ken, yes or no? Do you think my son Evan is going to truly hit me up for the $35?
Oh, yeah.
No question.
No question.
As soon as I walk through the door.
But he's ineligible because he's family.
I would think so. Well, we're going to be arguing about that when I see it. All right, so Nadia, how do I get this money to Nadia?
I have Nadia's email.
Do you have her PayPal information?
Yeah, I'll get it for you. But what about who wins going low?
Well, Evan is the only one that even tried.
Okay. Nobody else tried to go low.
I think in lieu of the $35, I might support Evan for 18 years till he graduates.
Did your 18-year-old daughter, Molly, did she get you a Hanukkah present?
No.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
But you got everybody a Hanukkah present. Am I right?
Beth and I think we did pretty well by our kids.
Oh, Beth bought stuff?
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. Molly in Paris did talk to me for 4 minutes. Does that count?
Yes, absolutely.
That was my gift.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, thanks, Molly.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. And thank you to all the 7 Second Delay animators who have been working on their great animations and cartoons and puppet shows. I got to show you the latest ones, Andy. They're really great.
I was hoping to see them on the big screen, but I guess you can't risk that, huh?
No, can't risk having fun. Yeah, sorry, in case you missed the big announcement, the January 20th Andymation Film Festival.
Oh, wait, hey, look who's calling.
It's postponed. Wow, your
Molly.
Daughter.
I didn't even know she knew my number. Molly, I'll call you after the show.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
We've got troubles, and these days you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Dinner at Andy's waits for you.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Get back.